Hey, everyone. It's Tom Trush. I want to thank you for listening in on this audio. I'm going to give you several, I guess, thoughts, ideas on where marketing is going in the future, and also address some of the mistakes that I continue to see businesses make as the marketing game continues to evolve. And the reason that I'm doing this audio, doing it in audio format, is that if I tried to write these ideas out in a blog post or in an article, I'm afraid that I might forget some things. And same thing with video. And I figure with audio, this just makes it the easiest way for me to present this information and then allow you to access it whenever you want, you know, plug into your iPod or whatever. And the idea for this audio came as a result of a blog post that I came across last week from Google. And what happened is, you may remember earlier this year, I wrote a couple of articles about the Google algorithmic change that it was a major one that they made. I think it was February or March, where Google is making significant efforts to provide relevant and recent content to their users. So when people are using the search engine, the information that they get as a result of the keyword or the key phrase that they search for is information that is recent, and it's really tied into that term as much as possible. And the post that I came across last week was basically giving an update on what's happened since that change was made. How has that change affected searches? And when I saw it, it surprised me. Back earlier this year, I made some predictions on that this would have a major effect on how people find company websites. And the reality is it really has, because Google is now saying that one out of every three searches that are done now, I think it was roughly, 35% they mentioned in the blog post, are affected by that algorithmic change that happened earlier this year. I mean, and that is huge. Basically, like I said, they want to provide the most relevant and recent content or results to their users. And so this presents some major problems to businesses and to companies that have a presence on the internet. Because there's this misconception, or, well, I don't know if it's just a misconception, it's just this idea that if businesses have a website online, that they're naturally going to attract prospects, that people are going to find that website. And what Google is basically saying, and they are repeating now over and over again, is that that's not necessarily the case. You have to do things to get people to your website. In the eyes of Google, they're saying you have to provide relevant content that's useful for the audience that you're trying to attract with your website. So, if you are a business that is not continuously adding content, recent content, so your content is recent to your website, and that it's relevant to the users that are coming to your website, well then Google is basically telling you that, you know, we're not going to rank your website as high as it could be in the search engine. So the bottom line is, if you're not doing it yet, you should be constantly updating your content, providing good, valuable information to prospects, and presenting your website as a resource for your prospects to come for information that helps address the problems that they're dealing for. Because that's what Google is looking for. They want to see that your information, again, is relevant and it's recent. Now, the reason that I bring up and that I'm doing this audio is because, you know, the web really has become the center of the marketing universe. We have access to so much information these days as a result of the internet that the internet needs to play a part in all marketing strategies, because you have to make sure that if you're targeting certain people, that the information that they're looking for is accessible. Most likely it's accessible on the internet, but you have to be sure that you're the one presenting that information, providing that information. Now, that goes into a topic that's often talked about with being on the internet, and that is a number one ranking. And there are plenty of SEO companies out there that are going to promise you a number one ranking for your website, and for many people who have websites, that's the ultimate goal. But what has happened now with Google is you have to understand, again, they're looking for relevant and recent content, and they're going to deliver that information to prospects based on their search history. So, understand this, and if you don't remember anything from this audio, just remember this if you have a website. that the information that is presented in Google now is different for each person. It's based on their history, their search history, and the websites that they've visited in the past. And so to present that relevant information, Google is looking at what that user has looked at in the past. So what shows up for me as in the number one position when I'm searching on Google isn't necessarily going to be what shows up number one for you. So all these companies are promising number one rankings on the search engines. Just understand that a number one ranking isn't going to carry over to all of your prospects. You have to understand, if they are looking for information and they're using Google quite a bit, the information that shows up is going to be quite a bit different than somebody else that maybe isn't using search engines that often or isn't using Google that often. So understand that your number one ranking is going to vary. It's going to change quite a bit. You may be number one for one term. You may be, maybe 2 weeks down the road, you may be number 10 for that term. So it's an evolving process. Now, what Google is doing, it also carries over to social media. Now, for example, you look at, like, Facebook. If you're on Facebook, understand that Facebook is also collecting this type of information so that they can provide relevant and recent results for you. So why do you think that Facebook wants you to like certain pages? So if you go on a page, they have that like button. Why do you think they want you to do that? Or why do you think they want you to comment on your friends' statuses? Well, bottom line is that they also want to provide you relevant content, in their case, with ads. And so if you notice, when you're clicking the like button, say you click a like button for, I don't know, golf training or something on Facebook. Well, look at the ads. Start paying attention to the ads on the right side of your page, and you'll notice that a lot of times you'll start seeing some ads related to golf training. So everybody online, I mean, the same thing is happening all over the Internet, where you get presented with banner ads that are relevant to the searches that you're doing, and it's happening everywhere. The bottom line is that, you know, people are looking for relevant and useful information, and all these places are figuring out different ways to get that information in front of prospects, because the way that technology has become is that we are looking for access. We have access to instant information. We want it faster and faster and faster, so there's always going to be this drive to see who can present the information to somebody quicker. And you see this happening with technology, where you're constantly coming out with new devices. And all these new devices, they change because of our desire to get access to more information at a quicker time frame. And so if we didn't want the information, well, these companies wouldn't be coming out with new technology. The reality is now that people are looking for information, and they're looking for more of it, and they want it faster. So technology comes out to meet that demand. Now, I touched on Facebook a little bit earlier. You have to understand, too, that it's not enough now to have a website. If all you're doing online is just having, you just have a website, a web presence with just your website, well, there are so many other mediums that your prospects, regardless of what business you're in, that they're using. So, I recommend start getting into social media and finding your prospects there. Now, also, since people are getting access to more information, they're getting it faster, they have access to so much more knowledge. And if your message is constantly a push, push, push message, and seeing how you can get that in front of as many people as possible, well, you're missing out on a lot of opportunity. Because bottom line is that marketing is getting harder and harder. With people getting access to more information, it makes marketing a greater challenge. One, because all that information, it's overload. And so you have to figure out how to cut through all that clutter and get your message to be memorable. So if you're just focusing on a push, push, push message that's all about you or all about your company, that's something that's not going to stick in your prospect's mind. They already have enough in there. You have to figure out something that's going to be different, that's really going to address the needs, the problems that they're having, the desires that your prospects have related to your product or service. Now, also, this carries over to what I see a lot with clients and prospects is that, you know, they're looking for that marketing home run, that situation where maybe they can just put it, run an ad, and then they get this instant flood of business as a result of that ad, or maybe it's as a result of a press release that they send out, they're going to get this tremendous media coverage, and it's getting harder and harder to do that. And yes, it can happen, but it's something you have to realize that those days, yes, like I said, it can happen, but those days, I mean, those are long gone. It just happens with the overload of information that prospects are getting or that people are getting these days. You have to have something that's going to be a little bit different, that it's going to take time. Realize that you need to market now as a marathon. It's not a sprint. You have to think long term. And people that are looking for information now, I mean, that's not going to change. They're 5-10 years down the road, people are going to still seek out information. They're just going to be able to get it quicker. You need to be the one that's providing that information. So if you're thinking more of a marathon mindset than a sprint mindset, then you're going to be out there publishing articles, putting out articles on your website, putting together videos that address your prospect problems, putting together audios like this that help address their problems, that give them good, valuable information that they can use, because the bottom line is that type of information stays online. And as you add to it, the power of that information continues to grow. And you may have seen me reference this before, where my definition of marketing is that it's a process of establishing trust in a way that proves you can deliver your prospect's desired outcome. Now, establishing trust, again, that takes time. It's not something that can instantly be done. But if you're constantly putting out valuable information, it gives you a better opportunity to establish that trust, and even more, it helps you establish that trust to an even greater audience today, tomorrow, 5, 10, 15 years down the road. So start viewing your marketing as something that it's a process. It's not necessarily, you're not looking for the one item that's going to get you this instant home run. Think more like it's a multitude of items, multiple items that you put out there that are going to result in, you know, base hits, doubles, triples, that kind of stuff over time, not necessarily instantly. Because that's where people, they get disappointed. They run an ad and they don't get a response, and then they move away from it. They say, oh, it didn't work. And well, you know, it's going to get harder. That the chances of it not working are going to grow as we get into the future with this information overload that people are receiving. The only thing that will break through is that you really have to care for your prospects. You have to deliver relevant information that they can really use. And we touched on this a little bit earlier, but social media and technology, they're changing the marketing landscape. We can access information instantly, and we want it sooner and sooner. And what's resulted now is that your prospects, I mean, they are smarter now than they've ever been before because they have access to this information. Everyone can get data related to their problems, and you need to be the one that's providing that data. So, you know, what can you do to help people? How can you help them? You can never go wrong in your marketing by simply helping people and having compassion for them. Now, I run into this problem all the time where prospects think that if they provide information or they share their knowledge that helps address their prospects' problems or their customers, the situations that they're in, that they'll go off and they'll have no need for the product or service that they're offering to those people. And that's just a bad thought to have, because it simply is not true. Having the knowledge to do something and then actually executing on that knowledge is very unlikely. I mean, most people will take the knowledge that they just received, and they may try it, but they're likely going to fail because the knowledge that you have is backed up by your experience. And think about this, too, is that when somebody goes and they try something, oftentimes if they don't succeed immediately or it's too much effort, well, then they quit. I mean, that's just the way. That's the way we are. That's the way society is, that if something gets hard, we'll quit. So don't be afraid to share your knowledge, because often, you know, if they go out and try it, where they're going to recognize and they fail, they're going to recognize that it's much easier if you just solve the problem for that, whether that be through your service or through your product. And then one final point that I want to bring up is that with social media, with people having access to this information, like I said, you want to be the one providing information. And obviously one of the places that people are going, in addition to using Google, are the different social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all those kind of things. And one of the hindrances, the thing that keep people from getting into social media a lot of times, is that they don't know how to do it, or it's too hard, they don't have time. And I want to address the concern where people say, well, they don't know how to do it, or they don't understand what would work. And the thing is, you just have to go in there, you just have to get started, you have to try it. And if you think about it, when you were born, you didn't know how to walk, but you figured it out. You didn't have a manual, you didn't have some complete guide that showed you how to do it, you figured it out. When you were a teenager, you didn't know how to drive, but you figured it out. And it's the same thing with social media. You just have to go in there, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, you know, posting videos. Just give it a try and figure it out. Because I can promise you, just by taking that step, by just trying it, you're going to help establish yourself in a position better than your competitors, because they're not going to be willing to try it out. So just take that step. Promise yourself that you will take that step to just go out there and give it a try. And the bottom line, as I stressed before, is you can't go wrong with simply providing value for your end user or the prospects that you're targeting within social media. So think about, again, the problems that your prospects are having and what information can you deliver on social media that will help them. You can't go wrong doing that. And what happens then, especially on social media, because social media is so much about relationships and sharing information, is that if it's truly valuable insight that you're delivering, is that it will get shared. Because you have to understand that people, you know, they trust more what their friends and family tell them. So if people are sharing information on social media that you have delivered, well, you get kind of that third-party endorsement. So if all else fails, just deliver valuable information, whether that be on social media, whether that be on your website. And moving forward, it's just the reason, like I said, I created this audio is that there are mistakes that people are making that we've touched on here, but if you're the one that's presenting information, good, valuable information for your prospects, insight that they can actually go out and use and share with people, your marketing will continue to succeed. But as the marketing game continues to change, if you focus on constantly pushing out a message and just it's all about your product or your service or your company, that's where you're going to fail. The direction that marketing is going is that you have to educate your prospects, give them good, valuable information because they're looking for knowledge. So if you have any questions on anything I brought up in this audio, please don't hesitate to give me a call at 602-305-6755 or send me an email at tom@rightwaysolutions.com, and that's T-O-M at W-R-I-T-E-W-A-Y-S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N-S.com. I'm always available for questions, so don't hesitate to contact me. And again, I thank you for listening in, and good luck with your marketing.